From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. The UN Human Rights Office says atrocities against civilians in Mosul by Islamic State militants are reported to be increasing. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors. But he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Russia says it is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, and says allied Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are also refraining from aerial strikes targeting rebel-held sectors. The Russian claim came Tuesday from Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy, who said Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city's center for a week. That has not been confirmed and appears to contradict claims from monitors linked to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This is VOA News. 2 weeks until the U.S. Election Day, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys in the state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It is part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. In a report published Tuesday by the U.S.-based human rights group, Human Rights Watch, Turkish police are accused of ill treatment and torture following July's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch says there is evidence of abuse and torture in Turkey of those detained under emergency powers, which were introduced after July's failed coup attempt. Human Rights Watch senior Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb says with police now allowed to hold detainees for up to 30 days without charge and limited access to a lawyer, it has opened the door to abuse. The 47-page report catalogued 13 individual cases of abuse. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Eurozone officials on Tuesday approved a 2.8 billion euro bailout for Greece. It is the third such bailout delivered to Greece since it spiraled into an economic crisis 6 years ago. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 61 recruits and wounding more than 120. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Basharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday, speaking to reporters in Manila as he was preparing to leave for an official visit to Japan. Mr. Duterte warned that the Philippines would not be treated like a dog with a leash by the U.S. He said the U.S. could forget about the decades-old bilateral defense treaty if he stayed in power long enough. Tuesday's comments are the latest in a string of angry tirades he has directed at the United States in response to American criticism of his violent anti-drug campaign that has killed nearly 4,000 people since he took office on June 30th. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.